Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Dale, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. We have a different Belmont tomorrow, a little wide open race. How about your horse?
Well, my horse is doing great. If you go back and watch the Kentucky Derby, you can draw a line through that race. And his form before the race puts him right in the thick of things. But in the Derby, two jumps out of the gate, he was run into and the race was over.
It's clear as that, nothing else? I mean, it was...
Nothing else. You don't have to see anything else. If you go back and watch the race, the worst break I've ever seen in Derby history, and there's about a three-foot gap between him and the outside horse that runs into him. About four of them got pushed down, and they were pushed down, but my horse was actually run into. You can see it knocks him almost sideways. And you just think about 1,100 pounds running into you.
Yep.
And, you know, you only got 2 minutes to recover.
How was he doing going into the Derby, did you feel?
He was doing great. I really thought we were going to have a big chance.
You did?
Yeah, and it makes you just sick to see it slip away so fast, and you know you don't have a shot after that.
And how is he trained up to this race?
He's done very well. He's going to be a fresh horse. We skipped the Preakness, of course. We didn't try to run right back into that.
Right.
But last weekend, I say, it was the best race, the best work that he's had of his career.
Now, how do you see a trip tomorrow? You mid-pack kind of thing for this one?
You know, I can't figure this race out.
It's a hard race to figure.
There looks like there's speed.
Right.
And, you know, going a mile and a half, you don't know how much you're going to try to harness it.
Right.
But if they're going slow, my horse will take his cues from his riders, and he'll either be, if they're going slow, he'll be close. If they're going fast, you know, we'll settle back. And I just wanted to get him to get into a good rhythm. I think a good rhythm going a mile and a half is important. And just don't have to start and stop. And just get into a rhythm and gallop along and run that last quarter of a mile. And hopefully the horses, if they're in front of him, start getting tired, and he can finish strong.
I'm talking with Dale Romans, who has done well in the classics recently. He has J-Boy's Echo, who will be number four on your program tomorrow in the Belmont Stakes, which is a wide open race this year. And his horse has got as much or more credentials than most of them, as a matter of fact. I mean, it's not a race with a lot of horses that have won a lot of big races, but you know what? Your horse has obviously proved he belongs in the group.
How many Belmonts have you been?
A lot.
Have you ever seen it where there was a different winner, Derby and Preakness, and neither one of them show up for the Belmont?
No.
I mean, we've seen it where the horse won both and maybe got injured.
Right. Or didn't want to run.
Going for the Triple Crown. I have
right.
another guy.
Scratched. Never seen this.
Never seen it before. But
nope.
It's an unusual. But this is a good bunch of horses. And we look back here in 6 months, we'll say, well, that was a lot better race than we gave it credit for, I'm predicting.
And you think? Have you thought all year this is going to be a good horse?
I know he was going to be a good horse last year when he broke his maiden. You know, I thought my horse ran second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, not this time. It's the best two-year-old I ever trained.
Right.
And then he gets injured in the race, and I think we're out. We're done. We're going to miss a Derby, a Triple Crown this year. Then J-Boy comes along and just starts stepping it up and taking over.
And you had, folks might remember, had Shacklefoot, who was a heck of a horse.
He was a really good horse.
He was a really good horse.
My only classic win, he won the Preakness for
yep.
us. And, I've been second in the Preakness twice, second in the Derby three times. In the Belmont, we've been third four times.
And he's been a good sire, too.
He's been a great sire. He's a good horse. He's one of the best I ever trained.
Yeah, absolutely. What else you got in the barn, Dan? What else you got? Anything
we got a bunch of good two-year-olds coming up.
Yeah.
I put my first two-year-olds in today that are going to run at Churchill Downs on Thursday. Or Dak Attack after Dak from Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And in a horse called Free Drop Billy, because Billy wants a lot of free drops when we're playing golf. So both of those would be nice.
Can you tell with your two-year-olds right away, or is it like, you know, you need to see some time and, you know, give them a chance and sometimes they'll surprise you a little bit, or do you know right away?
You know right away if they can't run.
Right, of course, yeah. But, I mean, the other ones, do you need to sometimes give them some time?
You know they're good, but you can't tell if they can be the one to get over the hump until they get out there and you see how competitive they are. And as any sport, there's practice players and there's game players. So some of them just show up on race day and outrun their training.
Have you had times where your two-year-olds fooled you, where you didn't like one, and all of a sudden, later in the year, all of a sudden, hey, this one's starting to impress me a little bit?
You know, Shackelford was a little bit like that.
Okay.
And, early on, he was such a big, gawky horse, but he came around and we put it all together and went on to be, of course, one of my best ones. The horse first dude got beat ahead in the Preakness. He was one I thought was just a big old plow horse at one time, and then he ends up second in the Preakness.
You know, you've done real well in the Classics. You've had a lot of horses on in the money, a lot of horses that have had good chances. It goes against how you guys, for the most part, train now. You don't train these grade one horses this way. You really give them a lot more time between races. Is it hard for you, or is it easy to make that adjustment when you have to campaign a good three-year-old?
I think I'm more old school.
You are? Okay.
I
want to run them?
I want to run them.
Okay.
I mean, we're training on them anyway. That's just been a fad. I think it's getting way overrated all this.
I agree. I like the guys who run them. Like, I like this Cassie running this horse. He wanted to run this horse a lot.
Run
and these horses
three.
Seem to, they, and the good ones seem to take to it.
They do. That's everybody. A good horse, you can train hard and they don't back up. A great horse, you train hard and they get better.
They get better, right.
Yeah, they go in the weight room and they come out stronger every day.
Right, so they just, you know that they can take it and they're just good athletes, right?
They're just great athletes. It's just like they're the same athletes of every other sport.
What part of the year, as you develop a horse that you have, let's say you like a two-year-old, what part of the year do you have to see the biggest improvement in him? Is it late two-year-old year? Is it early three-year-old year? When do you need to see him make the jump?
That's one of the best questions to ask, because there are times that you see it. Early on, you want to see that they have talent and they have a long, nice stride on them, but they don't have to win their early four-and-a-half furlong races at two-year-olds run. I like to see two changes in them, July, August, September, in that area that you can break their maids when they start running a mile,
right.
And you can tell you really have something to work with. And then you get through the two-year-old year, and then you want to see January, February, March.
They go back to the farm for a couple months, grow up, and then come back a bigger horse, right?
Sometimes we send them out, or sometimes we'll keep them at track and train them, but just not run for a while. If they can make that turn from two to three, and they aren't the kid that was bigger and stronger than everybody in middle school that couldn't play high school,
right.
If they make that turn, then you know that you've got a horse that can compete in Triple Crown races.
If you have a good one, and you know, and he breaks his maiden early, and he shows you everything, and you know he's won a couple of races, and you know that this is one I really well mean for the next year, are you going to keep him with you all the time? Are you going to train him right through the whole holidays and through the year, or are you going to put him on the farm?
My theory has always been keep them in training.
Okay.
I've sent so many out and they get hurt when they're out doing. They're meant to train, and they're such fine-tuned athletes. It's hard to send them out, and by the time they're wound down, it's time to come back. So I like to keep them in exercising every day, doing galloping and things, not breezing. And then we'll start cranking up on them at the end of January.
So you'll have them, and you'll send them to the track every day and just let them stretch their legs and everything and keep them with you the whole time.
Yeah, and if you don't train on these really top horses, they have so much energy.
Gotcha.
They need to do something, and they want to do something. They can't wait to get to the racetrack and train.
Interesting. Because it seems to me, you know, the mentality of trainers now has changed so much that I wonder how much they can get into the Triple Crown idea. The old guys, I understand how they thought about it, whether it was a Woody Stevens or a Lucas or whatever. Now you see these guys, a lot of them, and you're not one of them, and Cassie obviously isn't, but a lot of them don't want to run them all that much.
Yeah, they've gotten the numbers have played so much.
The sheets and
the patterns
everything else.
And the sheets.
Yeah.
And really just line them up in the fastest horse and win. And it's really good one. I mean, American Pharoah showed it.
You expect a good horse to have energy every time he goes to the race.
Every time
they
go out there, if they're special.
Right. You don't worry about them, you know, peaking to a race. You know that it should be good every time out, right?
You know, there's at some point you're going to have to back down, but I still want to keep them in training. At some point you're going to – but our whole game plan in my stable anymore these days is to get a Triple Crown horse and get
to
a Triple Crown. We want to win a Derby. Never done that. We want to compete in these three races and then try to make the Breeders' Cup. And that's the whole thing my stable's built around.
What's the order? If I say to you, give them to me, Derby's always won with everybody. We understand that, okay? And where you're from, but everything else, everybody in racing must win the Derby. We all know that. What would be the second race you could pick that you would want? I mean, forget for breeding or anything else. Just because this is the race. Is it the Breeders' Cup Classic? Is it the Travis? What race would you want to win second?
If it was me, I'd say Belmont Park. The Belmont.
Belmont Stakes,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm old school. I got 34, and I grew up in the game.
Right.
I love the history of the game. The Breeders' Cups are great. We won three Breeders' Cups. I wouldn't take anything for them. Won the Pacific Classic. We've won the Arlington Million, which is a super race, one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
But the whole game is built around these three races.
And it's like the majors in golf.
It's like the majors in golf to me.
And I agree
with you. Woody Stevens winning five in a row.
It's
a a record will never be equal.
Never, never.
And this is a very special race, and that's why the people shouldn't worry about not having a Derby and Preakness horse in it. Come out and see this great race.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's a lot of good races on the undercard. You got anything else running tomorrow?
No, that's the only one.
Okay.
But I'm going to be a racing fan up until my time to run, because it is next to the Breeders' Cup. This is up and down the best.
If you
could, all year.
As a racing guy, I know you're a sports guy too, and a racing guy. What would you change, or what are you worried about in your game right now? What has to change a little bit in your game right now?
You know, there's a lot of naysayers about this game right now, and they talk about how it's going the wrong way. I don't see it that way. I see that my kids are 24 and 21, and their friends are just falling in love with it through the internet. I think if we expand through social media and we go out, it's a great game for the internet.
It's perfect.
It's a perfect game for the internet. It's a beautiful game on screen.
Right.
And what I see happening with people now is they're not handicapping as much, but they got their guys they back. They back Roman Stable. They back the Asmussen Stable. They got a jockey they like. It's an interesting change going on right now. But Alan Jerkins was a good friend of mine, a great American horse trainer of all time. 84 years old when he passed away.
Absolutely.
He told me the game was changing his whole life, and it's keeps changing. And you just got to change with it if you keep up. But we have good people running the game now. I'm not the naysayer. I think it's a good game, and it's just getting better.
Well, you know, you're right. And he was around it a long time, and he didn't change all that much, obviously. But, I mean, the game – listen, everything changed, but you're right. The game is very conducive to digital media. It fits it very well.
It
really does.
It's the best sport there is for digital media, and you're interactive. You know, you can gamble with the horses. You can track your horses on the internet. You can – you know, before, everybody talks about what's so sad that there's not as much coverage in the papers anymore. You don't need it. You're getting immediate satisfaction right now. Go to the internet, and you can read all you want about our game.
What's your favorite sport of the regular sports? Football?
Football.
Yeah? What's your team?
Well, I do more college. I like the University of Louisville. I like what we're doing.
You're a Louisville guy or a Kentucky guy? Louisville guy?
I've become a Louisville guy. Rick Pitino's a good friend. So I had to switch over when he came to town.
Louisville football team's been good. They had a rough bowl game. LSU took them apart in the bowl game.
SEC's
tough. Especially that LSU defense was great.
It
was a great defense.
But they're going to be good this year again. You know, they got the Heisman Trophy winner back to run the team.
Absolutely.
I think we have the best football coach in America.
It's a very good offensive coach. Very good offensive mind.
Yes, I wish they had brought Charlie Strong back and let him take over the defense. We'd have been in real business.
So you're a college football guy basketball too. You follow Pitino, then you're
follow college.
Louisville's going to have a good team this year.
They're going to have a great. He's really pumped
this
about
year.
It.
He's got a very. I thought it was going to be this year. I was wrong. I thought this year they had a great chance to win it. They didn't play that well, but next year they're going to have a great team.
I was with him last week, and I've never seen him so pumped going into a season, and he's. He's excited.
He and I go back to the same high school league. I want to tell you how many years ago. So it's a long time ago.
Yeah,
you know
that's great.
He went to St. Dom's here on Long Island. So I mean, it's a long, long time ago.
He's a good man and great for our city and the city of Louisville. Now, I'm going to ask you one question. I hear you're retiring this year.
I'm leaving the fan. I've been at the fan since it started. We were the first all sports station. I've been in the same job daily 30 years. 30 years every day. 5.5 hours every day. I'm going to step away from it. I'm not leaving the business. I'm going to still work. I'll still do radio. I'm still work, but I'm not going to do the fan every day. I'm going to give up my regular show, which I've had every day for 30 years.
Well, I want to let you know something. The first time you called me was 4 or 5 years ago to come on the show, and that's one of the highlights of my career.
When
I was invited to come speak on the fan, I've made it in this game. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Listen, keep up the good work. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.